I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the Law Office.
Journal Times, RacingSportsZone.com, WolfelsPressBox.com. And every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show, we just call him White Gary. How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Brittany or Christina?
Brittany.
Okay. That seems
That's
to
my guy right there.
That seems to be the leader in the clubhouse right now is Britney Spears over Christina Aguilera.
Our fan base is huge.
Gary, what did you make of Jason Kidd's post-game comments yesterday saying basically there's nothing the coaches can do to fix these problems that plague the Milwaukee Bucks?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't answer.
All right.
Don't answer. Gary. Gary, don't answer.
Okay.
Gary, I want you to tell Rami what you told me last night at the start of the interview when I asked you thoughts about the game. You said you had a New Year's resolution this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there you go. Yes, I'm trying to be more positive, more uplifting of a person.
Okay, Rami?
That's so sweet.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want me to talk about Jason Kidd.
You have to do it as in sunshiny of a way as possible. Go
ahead.
What did you
make of the comments, Gary? Because I thought it was passing the buck and throwing his players under the bus rather than shouldering some of the blame himself.
Yeah, that's certainly the way I interpreted it, as well as, you know, many other people in the media. But to me, it's a coach that's frustrated. He's not getting his points across. I think some players have tuned him out and have tuned him out for a while now. And, you know, I talked to Sparky about this last week when I was in Indianapolis for the Pacers game. I mean, they didn't show up. I mean, it was a lifeless group. They didn't want to play. Giannis, I took like three shots in the first quarter. And we've seen enough of those games. So, but yeah, it was kind of surprising that he brought it up publicly like that, especially calling his players kids. I mean, come on.
Well, he's their daddy. Let's talk a little bit about the article that you wrote or column you wrote on WolfelsPressBox.com today. Talking about Giannis and Middleton, and you went up to them and talked to both of them about the fact that they're 1-2 in minutes played in the league, and both of them told you they would want to play 48 minutes if given the opportunity. They want more minutes, and in fact, Giannis, within this column, says, where is it? Oh, quote, me and Jay Kidd get into arguments every day. I tell him, you got to play me more. You got to play me the whole 40 minutes. He says, no.
48 minutes.
48 minutes, yeah. And Kidd says no to that. Was that surprising to you or no?
Not really. Giannis loves to play. Middleton loves to play. And what's surprising to me is that in Kidd's first 2 years with the Bucks, he told me and he's told other reporters that he tried to keep their minutes down in an attempt to prolong their careers. And obviously this season, that's not the case. I mean, Giannis is leading the league in average per minutes at 37.4, I believe. And Middleton is like 37.2. They're 1-2. And it's kind of the opposite approach that he had the last couple of years. So, but no, those guys want to play. And I'm sure you saw that in the article, Steve. I made reference to Wilt Chamberlain, who once averaged 48.5 minutes a game for the whole season. Can you believe that? 48 and a half.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
I mean, you talk a mythical figure. I mean, Wilt is a mythical figure.
Gary, thinking about losing to Miami twice, you know, I don't know if it's something to that. But again, when we talk about them being young, they kind of are when you talk about the bench because, you know, got a guy like Sterling Brown, who's a young guy. And then when he also says, you know, I don't think they know how to win yet. And I'm okay with that, you know, I'm putting some of the onus on the players.
Yeah, I don't have any problem. In fact, there were two coaches in the past, Leroy, that told me they had no problem if I ripped their players.
Oh, my goodness.
Because these coaches were tired of ripping them. I don't know. It's just not a good situation right now. I mean, the U thing, though, is getting really, really old. I mean, if you look at their main players, I mean, Middleton is, what, 26, 27? Bledsoe's 27. Henson's in that same ballpark. They're not 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids. And to say that we're young and to bring it up all the time, you know, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think what he's saying, you know, he also said, you know, Giannis being the young, he's the leader of the team. He's a young leader. But we had Horst on a couple of times, and we didn't press him on it, but we asked him a couple of times about rumors and things of that nature. And with the deadline coming up, you know, two things we wanted to know. Are you guys actively trying to make some trades? And when is Jabari coming back? Those are the two biggest questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely active as far as making trades. I mean, we've been focusing on DeAndre Jordan, the fact that they want to bring in another big, which they do. But something that hasn't been talked about much is that they want to bring in a shooter, and they've been looking around for one. And I was told last week that one of the guys that they have an interest in is Malik Monk, the rookie of the Charlotte Hornets.
I like him. I liked him coming out of college.
I'm a huge fan. I think he's terrific. I thought he should have went higher. And do you remember that game earlier this season, Sparky, where he had like 25 or whatever on the Bucks?
Yep.
I mean, he can play.
Isn't that tends to be what happens with this organization, no matter who's in charge? Whoever has a big game against us, we want.
Yeah.
It just seems to be that way. Yeah. For as long as I've been a Bucks fan, that's how it goes.
But this is one guy you and I want, right?
Yes, I do like him, yes. Yep.
You know, I mean, but for whatever reason, something has happened, and I was told that Michael Jordan has soured on him, and because what I was told anyway is that Michael Jordan didn't make the selection that his GM did, and they might be willing to move him. And you know, if you feel the Bucks and you know don't have to give up an arm and a leg, I think it would definitely be worth it.
What's going on with Andrew Bogut? Is he done playing basketball? Is that why nobody has him yet, or what's the holdup?
No, I think he's still taking his time trying to figure out what you know is the best situation for him. I mean, there's even talk that he might go back to Australia and play there for his career there. But I know there's several teams, playoff caliber teams, that you know want him, and I think they're trying to figure out, you know, hey, you know, what kind of money does he want, and so forth. So, but I would expect something. You know, I thought, to be honest with you, I thought it would have been done by now, but certainly by next week.
Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, WolfoolsPressBox.com, and at Gary with an E. Wolfel on Twitter is where you can find his work. He's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. White Gary, always appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
White Gary joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank is committed to personalized, common-sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking and visit greatmidwestbank.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.